This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today. The man known locally as The Wizard, a vagrant who has frequented the Port Austin and Caseville areas for several years before being removed by authorities, was recently arrested after returning to the region. He's been arraigned on criminal charges and is currently being held in the Huron County Jail. No further information has been made available at this time, but WLEW and WHST will continue to update this story as more information is released. And another news for today. The Caseville Township Board of Trustees approved placing 3 millage requests on the August 4th election ballot. During this month's meeting, the board approved asking voters to renew a 0.8 mil for road work, a request for a 0.12 mil for library services, and a request to renew 0.3982 mils for the funding of the treatment of insects, or treatment for insects. The millage requests will be on the August election ballot. The charge for water usage in the township will also be increasing. The April bill will reflect the rate of $10.50 per 1,000 gallons used, and the base rate is a fee of $65. And in other money matters for the township, the annual meeting and budget hearing for the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 14th at the Township Hall at 6767 Main Street in Caseville. A copy of the proposed budget can be viewed at the township's office during normal business hours. And during the meeting, a review of the police's annual report and the fire department's annual report are both expected to be done. And after the hearing is over, the township is expected to adopt the budget and the millage rates to be levied. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is the 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. During this month's Caseville Township meeting, the board received an update regarding a medical service. Matt Ken, who is with the Sure Ambulance Service, informed the board that the service now has advanced life support ambulance and full-time workers, which will increase the response for medical attention. Sure has 5 full-time paramedics and 6 full-time emergency medical technicians, or EMTs. An ALS ambulance is staffed by paramedics who are trained to provide a higher level of emergency care than traditional basic life support units. ALS units are equipped with cardiac monitors, transport ventilators, as well as a wide variety of medications on board in order to provide critical care in the field. After learning that, the Township Board also approved increasing the subsidy by $4 for the medical service. And And in other news for today, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 8 a.m. today, Thursday, March the 12th, in the Purdy Buildings Boardroom at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to approve a request to use the courthouse lawn for a special event, as well as approve a new hire for the magistrate and discuss the possibility of a resolution honoring Command Sergeant Major Terry P. Richardson for receiving a Medal of Honor. The meeting can be attended virtually by Hangouts Meet or by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following the directions there. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.